This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation, the whys and the wherefores, the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that people have been talking about, and maybe you've been talking about people in your family because it's been New Year's and parties and you got together with your family and you had a little like, I know we had a little of that in my family, not much, but just a little. So, but I think that progress, which hopefully this year will stand. The word for this year, I picked out a word. Ladies, maybe you picked out a word too. My word is progress. And I don't want to get in the way of progress. I hope that we can be a leader when it comes to thinking. We will do our best because there's so much bad news and there's a lot of good news. But let's, you know, do better than we did as far as the good news stuff is concerned. And so here's an example of what I would consider. Maybe we should start every hour with a piece of good news. The governor of Colorado, Jared Polis?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Commuting the sentence. Remember the story of this truck driver who got sentenced to 110 years in prison for a wreck that killed 4 people? Governor of Colorado says that's crazy. Unjust. So now this fellow, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros, is going to go to jail. Well, he has a 10-year sentence, and he'll be eligible for parole in 5. So is that fair under the circumstances? If you don't know the story, this guy Medeiros was driving a semi. It was back in April of 2019, 85 miles an hour, and the brakes on the truck failed. He tried to pull over to the shoulder to avoid some stopped traffic ahead of him. But another semi had already stopped there. That was the off-the-road thing that we've been talking about. You know, the when they have no brakes, what do they call that? Most highways have places on.
Yeah, it's like uphill. I forget what it's called. It's,
right.
Ramp?
Yeah, it's a ramp.
If the truck's coming downhill and their brakes go out, they go up that, and it stops them and slows them down.
Right.
And
he was going too fast. And so that is something to be held into account. But he couldn't stop. He couldn't pull over. There was another semi. And so there was a 28-car pileup. Once he hit the back car, it pushed all these cars together. And as a result of that, you consider 85 miles an hour, you're going to kill some people. There's no way around it. So 4 people died. And he was responsible. I think holding him, there were a lot of people, they didn't dig into this, and they thought it was outrageous, or they didn't dig into it, and they said, the guy killed 4 people, put him away for the rest of his life. Well, there were 5 million people who signed a petition asking Polis to reduce the sentence, and so that's what he did. So writing what is wrong, yet holding him responsible, because he was responsible. To let him off, some people said, I shouldn't have gone to he needed to have some 85 miles an hour on any highway, especially with a semi, in conditions that you don't really know. You're asking for it. Frankly, most of the trucks, by the way, this had to have been a privately owned truck, because most of the big corporations now that have, you see them all over the place, Hunt, and you can Swift, they're like a dozen big national companies. They put governors on all their trucks, and they're governed out at 74. So some of them at 71. So the trucks can't go faster than that. No matter how much you push the throttle down, the governor cuts the amount of fuel into the system, and therefore the truck will not go any it won't go any faster than that. That's it. Obviously, and the private-owned trucks don't often, the drivers are the owners, and they want to go faster because, it's money times money, literally and figuratively.
And maybe monitoring the truck as it would have been had it been a corporation that owned the truck, looking at the brakes.
Yeah, most of the trucks now have automatic computers that report everything that's going on in the cab. The speed, how much fuel is being used, whether you've used up your 10 hours. I think it's 10 hours. You can drive 10 hours straight, and then you have to take 8 hours off. It's either 10 or 12. I can't remember which it is. Some driver who's listening to us now, because there are lots of truckers that listen to this program, you can maybe send us on our social media, Twitter at DJV Show, same thing for Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and Jay will monitor that, and I'm pretty sure it's pretty much the same. So anyway, but the bottom line here is that he's getting his just dessert. Is that what we agree on, ladies?
Well, I think this seems a lot more reasonable than 110 years. He's a 26-year-old guy with a wife and a young toddler, you know.
Well,
I understand.
Doesn't take
away
his
responsibility. But people lost their lives.
I understand. So. Yeah. 4 people died. I get that. And he should be punished, and he will be. But I don't know. I think 110 years was excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So what's going on?
You look at people who have done a lot more and been given terms of a lot less.
It
really does make you question
Correct.
That.
Yeah, that is, we seem to have there's no rhyme or reason oftentimes, especially if it's a state court versus a federal court. There's a lot of inaccuracies or inconsistencies. A lot of people evacuated over the weekend, homes destroyed. You see the video from all of these towns in Denver or around, it's actually northwest of Denver. 1,000 structures were burned to the ground. Most destructive wildfire in the history of Colorado. Luckily, nobody's died, but there are a couple of people, I think, that have disappeared and they haven't been found, right? 6,200 acres in 24 hours. Woo! But the thing that was scariest about it, if you want to focus on that, there were winds of up to 110 miles an hour that blew that stuff so fast. That's why the houses were destroyed. And then... You know, there's now 10 inches of snow on the ground out there. It's snowing heavily in Washington, moving up the coast to where you are, Victoria, and then up into my neck of the woods, although it's cold today. It's supposed to warm up again. It was wonderful yesterday. We did a lot of work on the farm. Temperature in the upper 40s. It was cool.
Are you supposed to get a lot of accumulation? Because it kind of blows out to sea.
Yeah, no.
Kind of looks like it takes a turn before it really gets to you.
Right, yeah. It's a dust or so. But the reason I brought it up is because going out to California last week, we hit headwinds. And this has been the story all week long. Anybody who was going from the East Coast to the West Coast, whether it was Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington especially, because they take the northern route, there were winds of 100, 10, 20, 30. Pilots said 140-mile-an-hour headwinds. So in order to avoid that, they flew up into Canada. So it was an extra the normal flying time from Boston to Los Angeles, about 6 hours and 20 minutes, 6 hours and 30 minutes. This was an extra hour, went up to Canada and then down an extra 700 miles. So it's an extra hour plus. And that, either that or you go through if you have those winds, and you're not above the clouds, can you imagine how unpleasant that ride would be? No thanks. I'm happy they went up over the way they did. A lot of people had to deal with cancellations. And you'll notice, unless somebody corrects me, my experience has been, if you look at the boards, the flights that are canceled are usually the low-hanging fruit, like New York to Washington or New York down to Charlotte, something that's a short hop. They rarely, if ever, cancel the long haul because they're expensive and they're hard to fix. So they now, we were talking about this earlier, the fact that the stewardesses, the flight attendants, want to stay out for 10 days instead of 5, whereas all the airlines want to come back in 5 because they can't keep up with the schedule. And I think the most impact was Southwest again. This past month, at the end of the month, people run out of hours, and that was the reason. You won't find any cancellations today, and you won't find them this week because they've got a crew now. They've got enough crews. And I'm going to give you one more bit of information. I do a lot of traveling. This month I'll be on the road or in the air every weekend. And I was doing some work putting together a trip to go to Salt Lake City a week after next. And so I went online, I got the price. I thought, wow, this is crazy. This is a lot more money than it was last year for me to do the same thing. So I took apart, I was telling the ladies, I took apart the flight, so the different segments, and it became much less expensive doing it that way than to have it all one big flight. So I would, if those of you who are looking around, if you, it's not that difficult to do. You don't have to be sophisticated. Just take the first leg. For example, on my trip was Boston, Chicago, $49. Second leg was Chicago to Salt Lake City. It came up, the whole thing was priced at $580, I think, if I did it as one big round trip. But if I took them apart, I saved a couple $100. So, the old
way. See, I'm the opposite. If I can't get there on a nonstop flight, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll go because it's, if I can more easily, it may take me an extra hour, but I can more easily get what I want as far as where I want to sit in the plane by doing it that way, frankly, because there's no direct flight for me on American from Boston to Salt Lake. I'd have to go on Delta, and I'd have to sit in a rotten seat, and I'd have to pay more than I would otherwise. So it's just a question of how you do it. Most people are not that sophisticated. They just want to get from point A to point B, and what's the price, and here we go. Now, you know, there ought to be a law, though. I said this to the flight attendant. This sounds awful, but I'm going to say it anyway. There ought to be a law against having children in the front of the plane. How's that
in
for
first class?
Yeah. Yep.
Nope. What about if they're your
if they're
children?
Well-behaved children? Yeah, if they're well-behaved children.
So how do we decide the difference between well-behaved? The kids that sat behind me were obnoxious, and the parents, you know, well, so what do you do about that?
Say something to the parents.
Yeah.
You want to get into a fist fight on the plane? Well, the way people are now?
Well, it's also about the delivery. If you, like, turn around and you're like, your children are being uncivilized, can you do something
about
this?
How old are these?
Yeah, that might start a fist fight.
7, 8, 9 years old, probably.
But if you ask the parents, like, hey, your child keeps kicking my seat, can you just please ask them not to? And don't address the child.
It wasn't so much that. They were running up and down the aisles. They were screaming and yelling.
Then put your headphones on.
I did do that.
Mind your own business.
Thank you.
That's my take. I was very judgmental of people with kids before I had a kid, and now I get it. Now I'm like, let them be a kid.
Okay. Thank you very much for your advice. 18 after the hour.
Martin's Your Water. Here's Tracy.
Hey, Culligan. I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 at the hour now. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, or Jay in this case, Victoria, our survey looking around at what's going on in social media, and then Jay getting a grasp. We've had lots to say about some of the things that are going on. Britney Spears, for example, and Marilyn Taylor Greene, and now Antonio Brown occupies our attention. The Bucks have released him. Bizarre mid-game scene, and so where do we go? The biggest thing, if I could throw my two cents worth in here, Jay, is the lack of understanding of what is actually going on with this guy. The superficial way of, this guy's got to be crazy. No, well, he may be, depending on your definition, but this guy's a very disturbed individual, and the 9 out of 10 doctors would tell you it's because he got hit badly. When was the game that he got hit badly? A couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I can't remember if it was 2016 or 2018. It was during a Steelers game against Cincinnati, and he kind of took a pretty dirty hit that resulted in a concussion. And he's had some troubles even before that quote-unquote dirty hit. He has faced sexual assault allegations, beating a moving truck driver. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but this latest situation where he basically stripped the top half of his body and ran off the field, ran through the end zone into the locker room mid-game, like it was the third quarter of the game, and he just completely quit. And so a lot of people are saying there needs to be a point where you start a focus on CTEs and the traumatic brain injuries. And is this kind of along the lines of it, or is this just also maybe his personality because of the issues he had before that hit? And the head coach of the Bucks, he already addressed this incident with the media, and he said that Antonio Brown's career in Tampa Bay is over. He is no longer a Buccaneer.
Well, his career maybe needs to be over to protect himself, whether he realizes that or not. But look at the history of football players and violence. The guy that played for the Patriots who killed a couple of people and then he killed himself in jail. I forget his name.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And there are how many other examples of football?
Well, the Aaron Hernandez thing is he seemed like a pretty dirty guy even before he started playing football.
Well, there are some people that say that's what happened to O.J. Simpson. The people who are apologists for him say he got hit so badly when he was playing, it took a long time for it to surface, but did he have the same circumstance? Was it because of that he lost his mind? There are a lot of different colors to this.
Violence is definitely linked with it. We know, yes. We've seen time and time again.
And in the instance of Antonio Brown, he's been an advocate for mental health. He's been saying that all pro athletes should have more mental health help around them. Mm-hmm. Although when it comes to the CTE situation, he says he's in the camp of like, no, I don't have that.
Not baloney.
Well, because who wants to say they have that?
Who wants to acknowledge,
So then there's this over the weekend, the Washington football team, one of the players, Ricky Seals Jones, barreled into a cameraman and got hit. He got bad neck and head injuries. I guess both people did as far as that's concerned. But here we go again with the kind of stuff that you can get. This is a rough, nasty, dirty game. And I go back to what I say very frequently because I'm not a supporter of youngsters playing football. If you sign a contract, you know what you're getting into, but kids in high school or college, no.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thousands of victims from last week's massive wildfire just northwest of Denver are struggling to cope with the loss of everything they own. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Nothing can be harder, losing everything you have. Not just a house, but a home. And what comes next for you, for your family. There's a lot of soul-searching and decisions you'll be making along the way.
The fire destroyed about 1,000 homes and damaged hundreds more. At this time, two people are still missing. An investigation is ongoing into what started the fire. Severe weather ravaged parts of the South overnight. High wind damaged some homes, blew down trees, and knocked out power. The storms followed a system on New Year's Day that brought a tornado and serious flooding to Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As candidate Biden repeated he was going to shut down the virus, history will be written differently. Texas Republican congressional candidate and former Army veteran Wesley Hunt on Fox News.
To date, since the Biden administration, we've had 2 million illegal immigrants enter our country. And if you ask me, we don't need a booster shot. We need a booster wall. Now, I recall a tweet from President Biden criticizing President Trump. We were at 200,000 deaths due to COVID. And right now, we're sitting at over 400,000 deaths during his presidency. And last I checked, we have not seen his resignation. We can all agree on one thing, that this is actually a state's issue. It's not a federal issue, but there's a very different tone from candidate Biden to President Biden, and yet and still, he is still trying to enforce vaccine mandates at the federal level on small businesses. And look, COVID is here to stay, but President Biden and Vice President Harris politicized this thing from the very beginning. If you recall, when they were running for president, when he was running for president, he said that they weren't going to take a vaccine if it originated from the Trump administration. So you wonder why people have vaccine hesitancy at this point, but you're absolutely right about illegal immigrants. We haven't tested them. They don't have mask mandates. They don't have vaccine mandates. So why would we expect more from our taxpaying American citizens than from people that are entering this country illegally? People are actually awake. This is why I'm running for United States Congress, to make sure that we take back the House and stop the bleeding and end this hypocrisy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off today. The supply chain, the problems that we're having, even getting a table at a restaurant, getting your car washed, things that, you know, buying products, waiting in line, getting a car, you know, whatever it is. I noticed there's something directly related to that, IKEA. All the furniture made in Sweden, right? Do you have any in your home, Victoria? Jay? IKEA
not,
stuff?
Actually, yeah, my couch. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My sofa. Yep.
What about
I mean,
you,
throughout
Jay?
The years, yeah. I've always had some parts, something from IKEA.
What appeals to you about buying things at IKEA?
Well, the design and the affordability. I lived in Manhattan for a really long time. IKEA is a store that is literally made for apartment living.
Isn't
and
it
so,
all modern stuff, pretty much? Would you call it modern?
Yeah. Modern Scandinavian kind of, yeah. But yeah, it's very, you know, it's It's easily transportable. You load it up in the back of your car, and then you build your furniture when you get home, and you pull your hair out trying to figure out what the instructions are. And so yeah, it's okay. Like a rite of passage.
Yeah, I suppose. So you said it was affordable. Mm-hmm. So what does the current price increase, almost 10%, 9%, 10%, not only here in America but all across the world, company says the reason they have to raise the prices is because the ongoing supply chain disruptions, which we can blame on the Chinese Communist government and the pandemic, right? So what is anybody doing about it, one would wonder. They say during the pandemic, quote, despite rising costs all around us, we kept prices stable with the aim to keep prices as low as possible. But it was the right thing to do then. Unfortunately, now, for the first time since higher costs have begun to affect the global economy, we have to pass parts of those increased costs to our customers. So will they be alone, or are there others that will be doing it so they'll continue to have their competitive edge or to be successful? Because when you do stuff like this that increases these kinds of prices, people go somewhere else if they have someplace else to go. But is everybody going to do the same thing is the question.
Yeah.
I guess when we look around and see what the cost of food is, what the cost of pretty much everything is.
But also a 9% increase at IKEA in for some products, that's cents on the dollar. So, and that's the thing. When you're starting that low, it'll be interesting to see if their higher end items like the sofas and the sofa would be the most expensive thing they have. You'll see a difference in that, of course. You know, you add 9% on to a $1,500 sofa, then sure, you'll see a difference there. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to deter people. They've built such an incredible brand, and like for all the other reasons that I already mentioned, IKEA is still going to be the go-to for college dorms and for people living in cities and in apartments.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of my house. I remember putting some things together when my children were younger. Jay, you got any in your house?
No, we don't. Not that I'm against it. We just don't have anything in our house from IKEA.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's an example of what's going on. Not only that, but the prices that people who own businesses, the wages that they have to pay now. Apparently, there's an overview from the National Employment Law Project finding that 25 different states, 56 municipalities raising their minimum wage at the beginning or the end of this year. So why not at the beginning? Some of them aren't going to take effect until the end of the year. The wage floor is $15 an hour. I guess in some places, like San Francisco, it's higher than that, right? And how is this going to help the labor shortage by bringing more people in? What's it going to do to the survivability of companies that have a tight margin to begin with? See, that's the thing. You're teetering on the edge one way or the other. Big companies that have plenty of money, yep, that's fine. Small companies, the local plumber, the local carpenter, the local name whoever it is, and they probably can't afford $15 an hour. So if they do pay it, does that mean sooner or later they're going to be out of business? Or perhaps worse still, the guy who owns the company will take enough work for him to do and then lay everybody else off. That I've seen happen already. And I'm going to bet that there are other people who have seen that, people who listen to this program. This is, for whatever the reason, this program seems to be a lightning rod for people like me. Maybe they identify with me, a small business guy trying to survive in the big, ugly world of big companies competing and trying to put you out of business. So in this circumstance, I was talking to a guy yesterday, came to the farm, and he has a landscaping business. And he was looking for a place to work with our composting guys, because he doesn't have trucks nor drivers anymore, so he wants to work with the people that I have on the farm doing composting to take his compost stuff. And I thought it was interesting. He said, I'm just back to me and my family. He'd had 15 workers, and he said, I just can't. I'm looking around. I can't compete, and I can't pay these people this kind of money. So I need to come up with a different solution in order for me and my family to survive. So how many people do you think there are listening right now who are going through that problem?
Probably quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. This whole pandemic has forced us to shift every part of our lives,
yeah.
How and where we work, you know. People moved. They left big cities. They moved closer to family. It's amazing. It's changed how we eat, how we sleep. I mean, everything is different, and how we run our businesses are different. And they're going to have to adapt, or else they won't survive.
Well, I think under the circumstances, there better be a change in attitude for a lot of things. And I don't see it. I see all this anger still about. As I said, I think earlier, there's an article in Newsweek magazine this week suggesting that there are teams of people all around the country getting ready to pounce on. Well, I hope there's nothing to this. Is Newsweek a credible source? I don't know anymore. I don't usually pay that much attention to this, but this jumped out of a page at me as I was looking around for things as I do. I'm curious, so I want to see what newspapers are saying, magazines, that kind of stuff. And this just jumped out at me. But I don't see it anyplace else. So does that mean it's not true? I don't know. You ladies have seen this. You heard me talking about it earlier. Did you go? You always do. You're always fact-checking me. So is there anything?
I did not fact-check you on this.
Ah!
I believe you.
You do.
Okay, well, I believe that you read what you read, yes.
Right, okay. So then, you know, under the circumstances, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating because the new year gives us all kinds of new opportunities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We hear all of that stuff.
New hope, right?
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah, it's almost like cleansing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that stunning, stunning shot of the comet Leonard? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Comet. It reminds me.
There was a whole big meteor shower this weekend, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right.
And we had too many lights here. We missed it, but.
Well, are they?
Yeah, we had a lot of clouds.
At this time of year, aren't there more of them because you can see them more? Is it the like if you look if you're in the northern hemisphere and you look north, you can see a lot of these things. I don't know, but hello.
It's great when it's a really clear night and you also have a new moon instead of a full moon.
Yeah, right.
You can see a lot more.
Happy birthday to Kanye Tanaka, the world's oldest person, turned 119. There's a pictorial on her. I was thinking about her with the passing of Betty White, looking around for people who's the oldest person around. This lady was born January 2nd, 1903. Think about that. She lived in Japan, lived in Hawaii, and she says, I want to live to be 120. Well, she's 190.
There you go.
There you go. Take it 1 year at a time.
These old Capricorn broads seem to be living a long time.
There you
Betty
go.
White, this lady.
Yep, yep. How about you? You're going to be an old Capricorn broad someday.
I hope so.
Right? Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought she's the seventh in nine siblings. She was married when she was 19 years old, supported her family by running a noodle shop when her son and her husband went to fight in the Sino-Japanese War in 1937, and they continued to fight in World War II. So what do you suppose she's thought? I mean, she's thinking or she's seen, and
she's
what do you think
lot,
she thinks
right?
about America and, you know, her own country and what? Well, there's no comment here, but it's just, you know, thinking about, it's kind of breathtaking to think, what would life be like? Let's say I stick around for 100 years. So 2046, which is, 25 years from now, so not that long. Maybe it'll be, I hope whatever happens that I run out like Betty White does. She's called, fall asleep and, you know, wake up. That's it. See you later. But on that January 17th thing in the movie theaters, mark that down your calendar, folks, because you're going to want to go see that, it seems to me. All right, so there is a poll out about violence. We'll talk about that after these words here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
You're just not coming in today? But we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Victoria, and I just chuckling. Jay, you probably had a chuckle too. I have 14 or 15 daily sites that I look at, peruse around. I actually look at a hard newspaper as well every day just to kind of get a sense as to what's going on. And then I attitudinally add my 2 cents worth. So I just said that this lady, the story of the oldest person, came from the Japan Times, which is the independent Asian newspaper, kind of like the Epoch Times, only it's for Japan. And not only does it have the story of this woman, but also headline on this paper, Tokyo researchers say that the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, gives protection for life. In the same article, they suggest Omicron will be the beginning of the end of the COVID pandemic. All right, so a couple of good thoughts for you to hold on to.
Okay, yeah. That's a direct down with that. Contradiction to us having our immunity wane after 6 months, but okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the thought of having to get a booster shot again.
Nah, that didn't make any difference to me. I don't care. One way or another. Matter of fact, I was thinking I could maybe cheat and get one.
No.
Oh, yeah, you really didn't have many side effects from these, have
None.
You? The booster exactly. shot got me worse
the,
than
the second one.
The second
I kind of didn't feel great, but the first one.
Just
anyway, one in
there. Hold on. He wants one like every week.
The poll suggests that Americans are increasingly justifying political violence. 1 in 3 Americans believe violence against the government can be justified. Oof. I wonder where that all settles with our listeners. Check it out. You can input at our social media if you'd like. 49.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Money Pit.
Wait a minute.
Get it? There, wait for it. There it is. The theme from that fabulous radio program. Now, if we were to listen to the Money Pit podcast, would we be thrilled to hear that theme as well? Do you use that as the intro for the podcast?
We do, in fact, use that theme as our sort of trademark theme. And on the episode that we have just dropped, now that we're just talking about the fact that we're supposed to be seeing snow in our part of the nation today, although it hasn't arrived yet. But our lead story in the podcast is about supercharging wood stoves for maximum heat. You know, it makes a big difference what kind of wood you put in the stove and how much heat you get out of it. So we kind of walk you through that process.
You love to see the stove that we have in the barn down at the farm. I have what I did is convert an old oil, a 275-gallon oil tank. And so we have a vent, obviously, on it. It goes outside. We have a fan behind it. And we burn everything. That's the trees
that's
that
awesome.
Fall down around the farm.
Yeah.
We put logs in there that are 4 feet long, weigh 200 pounds, burns them right up. All the scraps of everything that are around, rather than put them in a landfill, burn them up. And then about once a month, we clean out the tank. It's about 4, 5, 6 inches of old nails. It throws off good heat. And we're
it's not
using
a wood stove, it's an incinerator.
That's pretty much what it is. You're right about that.
Yeah.
All right, one of our listeners named Darren says he's planning a kitchen remodel. I'm not sure where to start. After he rips out the kitchen, then what does he do?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you rip out, you can imagine that conversation. Hon, I decided I'm going to remodel the kitchen, so I ripped out all the cabinets. And then what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
What do you do
then? A kitchen remodel is one that you really have to plan very carefully. Because, first of all, it involves a number of trades which have to be scheduled, electricians and plumbers and carpenters and such. Secondly, a lot of what you're talking about putting in that kitchen and new has a delivery time, which is, you know, greatly impacted by the supply issues of today. It's always been difficult. You know, you always had to have at least 6 weeks to order kitchen cabinets and sometimes more, and now it could be months. So, you know, this is not a project that you go about lightly without that kind of planning. So I think the best place for you to start is obviously with that plan. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, you know, the home centers are really pretty good at laying out some kitchen options for you. All you do is bring in your dimensions and a few photos, and they have folks that do this every day. And I'm pretty sure there's no charge for these initial designs that will give you some options for that kitchen cabinet design. You really need to lay that out first and then back into it, all those operational delivery times and such, and then you can plan when it's time to start taking them apart. But you don't want to do that really until you have all of that planning done and at least the delivery is absolutely imminent. Because frankly, Doug, the time it takes to replace kitchen cabinets themselves is a day or two.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything major aside from that, if you're not like moving the sink, moving the range position, you know, you can remove and replace your kitchen cabinets in a couple of days, but it takes a long time to get to that moment.
Yep. I have a few cabinets I'm replacing here in my kitchen, and what we're trying to do is revise, because I put in a new refrigerator, revive, but a little of both, some of the old cabinets that had been taken out before I moved in here, give them a new face, and put them up. I painted the kitchen and the den, so I thought, oh, well, we'll change, make it something that, again, I'm short of space.
Right.
And just as a single person living alone, for that to be the reality, you know, we're pretty short on facilities to put things away. So I have the stuff I was sort of rearranging on the top panel, all of the stuff they have for vases and the milk pitcher that the cow.
Are you adding cabinets?
No, I'm adding cabinets. Yeah.
And are you painting everything or refinishing everything to match? Or?
I'm leaving the cabinets the stained color that they were. I redid the trim and the walls because I didn't want to do all of that yet. But I may, you know, I don't know. I may rip out the whole kitchen. Depends on what goes. It's like, but I'm by myself. What do I care?
Yeah.
As well as a place to put stuff. Here's Carrie, who has a crack in her dining room ceiling. She's worried about it. Does she need to worry?
Yeah, she's concerned because it's textured. She sees a line, looks like a beginning of a crack. You know, listen, all homes are going to have those sorts of cracks. Especially, I'll tell you where they'll form. They'll form at the intersections of walls and ceilings. They'll form above windows and doors. And they'll form in the middle of panels of drywall, even after they're taped over. So a minor crack like that, Carrie, is not a lot to worry about. It is particularly difficult to fix that in a textured ceiling because to do it right, you really have to remove the texture, and it's got to be really bad for me to want to do that. You know, I just kind of would prefer to just leave it alone with the textured ceiling. You could spray new texture over that. It comes in an aerosol can these days, sort of patching the repair material for texture.
It would be a slightly
different color. So the issue is the repair going to look worse than the crack does now? You know?
Well, but it covers a lot of sins. That's why I used to use it under the circumstances. Check out the latest newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter as well.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.